Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Wow, wow, man. It is definitely a blessing to be back here on the air after such a significant hiatus. Yes, yes, it's a blessing on this lovely evening of February 21st, this Sunday evening, February 21st, 2016. We're kicking it off with the Shirty 30. Welcome back to the Central Texas Football Recruiting Scoop Radio Show. Woo, great to be back on the air. Yes. This is the one and only T.A., who is always tenacious and audacious, extremely efficacious and sagacious, never ever wants to be mendacious, and as you can see, very much so loquacious. Man, woo, boy, I have to get this show started because we're going to talk about the top prospects here in the Central Texas area for the 2017 class. I like to bring my ace boom coon, a guy that I've known for over the past 20 years, Mr. Frank Cox. Back for the second year. Frank, how you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Hey, man, hey, I'm great, man. I'm telling you, it has been exciting and both a grind to help put this list together.
Nice.
All right, Frank. Well, let's go ahead and get started with the show because we got people that's either calling in or listening online, and they just, you know, they're ready to hear what's going on and who's who here in the Central Texas area.
Oh, good, good, good. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Now, T.A., as you're getting your show started and you're also, you know, telling us about the products, projects, and all the different athletes that you're going to mention on this evening, tell me and also tell the audience, man, you know, what is the criteria on how you rate and rank your prospects?
Well, first and foremost, Frank, film evaluation. Film, film, film. I mean, either film evaluation or seeing you play in person, okay? Those two basically passing the eye test, okay? Also, does your game translate to the next level? Do you have a high ceiling? All those type of things factor in to rating and ranking prospects. Nowadays, a lot of football prospects are being ranked and rated primarily based on what they do in football camps or 7-on-7. My philosophy is that football games are played in full pads. So although camps do present some good tools or angles of evaluation, such as measurables like height, weight, 40 time, et cetera, for me, however, what you do in pads has to pull the most weight in evaluating prospects. I'm also blessed with a team of scouts that go to the different games throughout the Central Texas area that keep me informed about the prospects who stand out tremendously. In addition, recruiting plays a factor in it as well. The college coaches, let's just face it, they are the ultimate decision makers. So whether or not I agree with their take on the prospect can help the prospect if he has certain FBS offers. But, of course, it's not the end all. Okay, it's not the end all. I mean, again, I think my own thoughts when I do this thing. Mm-hmm. So no matter what other recruiting sites or services may say about said prospect, it has no bearing on the way I make my ratings or rankings. Believe that. That's 100% right there.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, you use college comparisons to compare the athletes in the Central Texas area to other athletes to help us get kind of make that link of the type of player they are. Can you go more in depth on why you use college comparisons for your athletes in the Central Texas area?
Yes. Frank, of course, We've known each other for about 20 years, man. And as you've always known, I'm a huge college football nut. Okay, I had to cut back on it because I was watching too much of it. So over the years, that is. I mean, even the first conversation you and I had, man, we were talking about Jamel Holloway. We, you know, we grew up in the 80s and 90s watching those guys. So I've always liked to get on with them. It's just one thing. It's just one thing to let these prospects know who came before them. Okay, yeah, you may be a very good student athlete or a stud on the field, however, whatever type of label you like to use, but always remember those guys that came before you. Because, again, me personally, I feel that the mid to late 80s and the early to mid 90s and throughout the 90s, that was the most exciting time to watch college football. So when we list these 30 players, you'll hear quite a few players that they're compared to that played in those eras. So that's basically how I'd answer that question in terms of why I used the college comparison.
Okay. All right. Great. Now tonight you're covering Central Texas football players. Can you go in depth or explain to everyone maybe in the Texas area or maybe outside of Texas what geographical areas make up the Central Texas region?
Okay, the geographic areas that make up the whole region. Central Texas is about a 600-mile radius. The Central Texas region is about a 600-mile radius. Okay, you have the Killeen, Waco area, Killeen, Temple, Waco, those types of schools, all the way up to Hillsboro and all the way out to Stephenville. Okay, I call that the heart of Texas, but Stephenville, I call that the hill country. You have places like Mahaia, Madisonville, Fairfield, and those type of places also that make up part of the hill country. You have the Brazos Valley, Iola, Bryan College Station, Navasota, those areas going towards, I guess it would be going towards Houston, also Brenham, those areas that's going towards the southeastern part of the state of Texas, but it's still part of the Central Texas region. Then I have what you call the 290 East area. Those are places like Giddings, LaGrange, all those places that border the 290 area between Austin and Brenham, Maynard, et cetera. So that's what I call 290 East. Then you have the capital city, of course, Austin, Round Rock, Pflugerville, Cedar Park, and Buda, Kyle, and those type of areas, San Marcos, that are near the capital city area. And then also the small towns that may fall in between. Then you have the hill country areas such as Burnett, Marble Falls, all that area that's going down 281 to take you all the way down to San Antonio. And contrary to some people's opinion, the Alamo City is part of Central Texas. It's in the southern part of Central Texas. So all the areas that surround the Alamo City or San Antonio help to make up the 600-mile radius of Central Texas.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So that's basically about 250 schools that we are evaluating from that have football programs.
Huh. Wow, that's quite an area. That is quite an area. Now, you have been and are very excited about this 2017 recruiting class. Now, in this 2017 recruiting class, please tell us, what is the position with the most depth?
Frank, you know, we hear in the NFL, we hear that in the NFL, man, and it's a quarterback league. Well, I tell you what, 2017 is the year of the quarterback. Man,
oh, wow.
I think we got like about 7 to 8 quarterbacks listed on this 30-30. Okay, last year was this is the quarterback. So, man, I mean, believe me, it was very, very tough to come up with this list because it's just such a deep year for quarterbacks. I mean, we got guys that can really, really, really ball. Okay, and also it's a pretty good year for offensive linemen too. But QB is the position of depth on this year's 30-30.
Oh, wow. Now, why so many QBs?
Why so many QBs? I'm glad you asked that question. All right, now, these kids either already have FBS offers or what's formerly known as Division 1A, or they're on the verge of getting an FBS offer. I desperately, Frank, I desperately tried to look for more kids to put on this list at other positions, man, but these QBs, they just couldn't be denied. And you know what the crazy thing is? We had like two or three more QBs in Syntech that could have made the list. But that would have been too many. That would have been too many. And I done that. Now, I'll be honest with you. We had a kid who's not included on this list that certainly would have been our top QB prospect and possibly the number one overall prospect by the name of Kellen Mond from San Antonio Reagan. Well, mm-hmm. Kellen has moved on to the IMG Academy in Florida. So I did want to make mention of him because last year, I think I erred in failing to mention Brennan Wooten of Marble Falls because his family had moved to San Angelo due to his dad's job relocating him. So that wasn't fair for me to not mention Brennan. I mean, the young man's exceptional young man, great student athlete. It wasn't fair for me to not mention him because I can't lie to you. I'll be the main one mentioning him as a former Syntex prodigy, just like I talk about Sammy Balk, who started out in Temple, Texas, and then moved to West Texas right before his junior year of high school, or guys like mm-hmm. Hollywood Henderson, who started out in Austin, Texas, and moved to Oklahoma City. So that's basically my spiel on that.
Okay. And T.A., as I'm looking through this list, you know, you talk about this thing called a TAD or a TAD. And one thing I've also noticed is, like, when I look through your magazines and look at your little scouting reports in your magazines and certain players, it says TAD. Can you tell us what is a TAD?
All right. A TAD basically is a TA discovery, okay? TA being me and prospects that either me or my team of scouts discover, basically meaning that we start covering a prospect before everybody else, all the major recruiting mm-hmm. sites start hearing about a kid. So if I've seen a kid play since elementary or middle school, et cetera, then I know I heard about that kid most likely before others have. So basically it's basically beating others to the punch on reporting the accomplishments of a prospect. Now, unfortunately, you got some of these organizations that, and I'm not knocking them. This is not to throw any salt on them. But you got some of these organizations, man, they putting football camps together for elementary and middle school kids. So they jumping on the kids first, uh-huh. man. It's just kind of hard to compete that. But for me, I mean, I don't start reporting about kids until they get on varsity because that's what college coaches usually recruit from. But once you make it on the varsity and start really being a standout on your varsity high school football team, then, yeah, that's when I truly make a strong attempt to make sure that I'm, you know, reporting about you.
Okay.
So that's what it means to be
all
a TAD.
Right. Oh, that's nice. Now, for all of the college football coaches and fans that are out there listening, what are the areas most heavily represented in your Shirty 30?
Okay, you have both Cibolo Steel and Austin Westlake. Well, I should say all three schools. Cibolo Steel, Austin Westlake, and College Station, they all have three prospects listed apiece on this 30.
Wow.
Okay, they all. I mean,
okay.
These guys are as legit as they come. Now,
uh-huh.
Austin Lake Travis could have had the same number, but Big Sammy Ochoa, who was one of my top prospects in this class a year ago, he was badly injured in an automobile accident, so we are just waiting for him to get back healthy. Because trust me, once he proves that he's back healthy, oh, Big Sammy going to be ranked high. All right, but hey,
man.
Get well, Big Sammy. Get well, Big Sammy. We're wishing you a speedy recovery.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. Now, are these pretty much the only legit FBS prospects in Syntex?
Oh, no, not at all, sir. Not at all. I mean, just because a prospect name is not on this list, it doesn't mean that they don't have FBS skills or, again, formerly known as Division 1A. So it doesn't mean that at all. For instance, I had two QBs from the San Antonio area that were as close as can be to making this list. Josh Atkins from Smithson Valley, man, kid had serious game. And also Bryce Rivers from San Antonio Stevens. Both of these guys will be playing FBS football somewhere. And Rivers, who is a southpaw, a left-handed, he could be drafted in baseball. Now I have a much deeper list of prospects. I have a much deeper list of prospects that practically any FBS or FCS coaching staff has access to, with all of the film or in-game evaluation that our team helps put together for the benefit of enticing more college coaches to recruit these student athletes during the spring evaluation period that starts in mid-April. However, you will have some prospects that are disappointed that they didn't make the list. And my message is, that's okay. Just prove me wrong. Just prove me wrong, okay? Now, mind you, when you prove me wrong, all it does is do nothing but build up Central Texas football. So, again, I definitely invite any student athlete to do that. Now, mind you, this list is subject to change for our summer list. So there will be prospects that will use this as a huge chip on their shoulder, as I've referenced to before, and they'll do all they can to improve on their skills from here on out. And, again, I'm perfectly cool with that, because all it does is further put Syntex on the map as a true gold mine instead of a hidden gold mine. Right. So anyway, Frank, man, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Then we're going to come back. Hey, we're going to give the folks what they want to hear about Central Texas area prospects. So stay tuned.
All right.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, that's the Roberson Law Firm, located in Houston, Texas, but they do work throughout the state of Texas. So you heard them correctly on the commercial. Make sure that if you're in need of any legal assistance, that you be sure to contact them. But, Frank, man, hey, we're back. Let's go ahead and get started with this Shirty 30.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, man, we'll start off with number 30. The number 30 prospect is Josh Donovan. He's a center, plays for College Station. He's 6'5", 285, runs a 5'2 in the 40.
All right, Josh Donovan, yes, plays the center position. A big body in the middle of the trenches that easily moves defenders out of the way. A guy that makes plans before the snaps, and he can identify stunts and blitzes. Frank, he just moves guys out the way, man, and he helps keep the quarterback protected or the ball carrier protected when they, of course, coming through the middle. So that gentleman, I'm definitely impressed with this person. He reminds me of Frank as it relates to the college football game that I like to compare him to is a gentleman by the name of Rod Payne that played at Michigan. Rod Payne that played at Michigan in the mid-90s.
All right. Let's go to number 29. Number 29 is Khalil Thomas. And Khalil is a running back from Austin LBJ. He's 6 feet, 185 pounds, and he runs a 4.51 in the 40.
Yes, sir. Khalil Thomas, Austin LBJ, a legit runner between the tackles, a guy that can definitely make the home run. And he runs tall. I like that about his running style. And he, of course, possesses some pretty good speed, but also he knows how to read his blocks pretty well. And, man, he has, like, the innate ability to be able to make those cuts when need to just to keep defenders off of him. And, he possesses some strength as well. So I'm definitely impressed with that young man and definitely happy he's on the list. The person he reminds me of, Frank, as far as college football comparison, is a gentleman that played for Tennessee. Frank, you remember Jay Graham? Played in the mid-90s?
Yes.
Tennessee,
yep,
yeah.
Sure
that's who his running style reminds me of, Jay Graham.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's go to number 28. And number 28 is Justin Merriweather, our first quarterback. And he's at Pflugerville. And Justin is 6'4", 210 pounds. He runs a 4.6 in the 40. And He's a TAD.
Yes, sir, that is correct. He is a TAD. And the reason I say it is because a good friend of mine who's from that area informed me about this kid. And the unfortunate thing about Justin, Frank, is that he plays in a run-oriented offense. And, I mean, you hate to see a kid with those type of tools not be able to use them as much. So that's one reason that he hasn't been real big on the recruiting radar. But trust me, this guy has the skills to do it at the next level. Again, remember I said there's your skills translate to the next level. So he's a true diamond in the rough with prototypical size. And, man, he's also an outstanding basketball prospect as well. So this kid possesses a pretty good strong arm, can, you know, push defenders off of him, and, you know, he's pretty calm in the pocket. So I'm definitely elated to have him on our list. So the person he reminds me of, Frank, the person he reminds me of back in the day, now, I'm saying this with all due respect to this person, but he reminds me of the college version of Achilles Smith when he played at Oregon.
Oh, okay.
So he reminds me of Achilles Smith during his Oregon days.
Nice, nice. Number 27 is Logan Mann. Logan is a wide receiver. He plays for San Antonio Stevens. He's 6'1", 185 pounds, and he runs a 4.55.
Logan Mann from San Antonio Stevens. Frank, this kid, and he was hip to me, or I was hip to him, I should say, by one of the gentlemen that's pretty heavy in the community over there in the area where Stevens is. And this kid, Frank, man, had like a 7-11 type of season. 7-11. For those of y'all out there, that means the guy that's always open. Okay? So that guy had a 7-11 type of season, man, where he was making tough catches, and he even ran, I think, an interception or a punt back for a touchdown. But that's how versatile this guy was on the field, and he just could not be stopped. I mean, again, this guy had a superb coming out party for his junior year. I think it may have been his first year starting. I'm not sure, but I do know he made a lot of waves, so enough waves to make this top 30 list. So Logan Mann, and the person, Frank, that I like to compare him to, the person that was a 7-11 type of guy when he was in college, you remember Freddie Mitchell when he played at UCLA?
Yes, Freddie Mitchell. Yep,
yeah.
And went on to
Freddie
play
Mitchell,
with the Eagles.
Yeah. Right. Freddie Mitchell when he played at UCLA in the late 90s and early 2000s. So that's what I like to compare Logan Mann to.
Nice. 26, at number 26, we have Charlie Brewer. Now, Charlie is a quarterback, plays for Austin Lake Travis. He's 6 feet, 183 pounds, and he runs a 4.58.
All right. Charlie Brewer, yes. A gentleman that helped lead Lake Travis to the state finals. You know, of course, Lake Travis is a big-time Central Texas powerhouse. He helped lead them to the state finals in 6A, completing a high percentage of his passes. I mean, guy has great leadership skills, qualities, and actually can just, you know, make the throws as well. Can escape with his feet. Don't be fooled by the appearance at all. This guy can slip through the cracks and make big runs when need be. So I'm definitely impressed with his game. And, Frank, he's also the younger brother of departing Virginia Tech quarterback Michael Brewer. Okay, so he definitely comes from a family of good football players as well. So that's Charlie Brewer, okay? And, Frank, the person that I kind of liken him to, I really couldn't find a definite comparison, but he kind of reminds me of a guy that used to play for Texas Tech some years back by the name of B.J. Simmons. That's what he kind of reminds me of as far as his similar style of play when he's in the pocket. So, yeah, Charlie Brewer.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Man, Frank, we're going to take another commercial break. For our listeners out there, stay tuned. We have some more kids out there for you to listen to or to be able to come into knowledge of. So we'll be right back and give you all the good stuff you need to know.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters, located in Temple, Texas. If you want to or you know anybody that wants to help improve on their presentation or public speaking skills, please feel free to contact Toastmasters. They're nationwide, worldwide. That's why it's called Toastmasters International. Believe me, I would not be able to orate to you here live on this radio show had it not been for an organization such as Toastmasters. So please look them up if you are indeed looking to improve on your public speaking skills. All right, Frank, it seems like we're at number 25 now, huh?
Yep, number 25. And at 25, we have Ashton Logan. He's a free safety at Temple. He's 6'2", 207 pounds. He runs a 4.57, and he's a TAD.
Yes, that's right. Ashton Logan, a TAD. This guy is a huge presence in run support, Frank. He takes great angles to the football, has pretty good instincts, and he's unafraid to gamble and take risks. Let me rephrase that. He's monstrous in run support, okay? Huh. And this guy, he knows how to get down and dirty. He's actually kind of a hybrid between a free safety and an outside backer, but I like him to play free safety at the next level. So he actually lines up as strong safety for Temple, but he's more of a free safety prospect. But this guy possesses a lot of range on the field, and, of course, you know, he has that prototypical size. But, Frank, remembering a safety that could get down and dirty and make you pay for it and run support, old Steve Atwater in the late 1980s at Arkansas.
Hmm.
You remember Atwater, Frank?
All right. Yes, I do.
Atwater, yes, sir. So that's what Ashton Logan reminds me of.
Great. I remember Atwater more with the Broncos than I do with Arkansas back in the day.
Right.
All right, we'll go to 24 is Stephon Zabe. He's a guard on the offensive line. He attends Austin Westlake. He is 6'6", 290 pounds, and runs a 5'1".
Yeah. Stephon, I like him as a guard. He plays tackle, actually, for Westlake, I'm sorry. And the guy had a really, really good season, displays pretty good balance. You know, he could take up a lot of space on the line of scrimmage. He basically helped to anchor an offensive line that helped rack up a lot of stats this past season. So Stephon definitely was a game changer for the Chaparrales down there in the Capital City area. So remember that name. And the person that I like to compare him to, Frank, is Michael Orr. Michael Orr that played at Ole Miss. Huh. Of course, many of us have seen the movie The Blind Side. Well, that's what Stephon's game kind of reminds me of.
Oh, man. All right. 23, Jalen Gibson. He's a quarterback, and he's at Maheda. He's 6'2", weighs 195. He runs a 4.51, and he's a TAD.
Yes, sir. And one reason he's a TAD is because, Frank, I love going to the country. I love watching those country boys play football, man. I'm saying nothing wrong with being country either. And a lot of those other guys, well, they don't necessarily go to the country or enjoy going to the country because it's all about the big city prospects for a lot of people. But as far as I'm concerned, this gentleman, to him, he was a freshman, okay? And he was starting on the varsity as a freshman, and the guy just basically can make throws, Frank, very cerebral on the field. I think he's also a straight-A student in the classroom, too, but he's a small school prospect that can make those tough throws, man, and I just really like to see this kid continue to, you know, improve on his deep ball awareness because he has a pretty deep pass, but just continue to improve on that. But, man, his character, his leadership qualities, his also his smooth delivery, man, his pocket presence, man, they really stand out. So Jalen Gibson is one guy that I definitely have, you know, been admiring his game since I first laid eyes on his film. But
afraid. I'm kind of torn between saying this guy reminds me of T. Martin during his Tennessee years, and also he has some of that Zebby Lethbridge in him too. Okay, Zebby Lethbridge played at Texas Tech, but if I had to pick one person as far as his throwing style, I probably would go with T. Martin from Tennessee.
Okay. All right. We'll go to prospect number 22, Josh Crossland, Cibolo Steel. And he's 6'1", weighs 271 pounds, and runs a 4.9.
Frank, this guy, he lives in the backfield of opposing offenses. And he disrupts many plays, Frank. This kid, man, I don't know why he's not getting higher ratings elsewhere, but I like this kid's game. He has a quick first step, Frank. He uses his hands good. Of course, like I said, he constantly penetrating the line of scrimmage. He plays like his pants are on fire, okay? That's what you like seeing in any type of D-line, especially D tackle. Okay, a guy that can play like his pants are on fire. He's good at staying low, too, So I like that young man. He'll probably move up the ranking as time moves on, but I definitely like his game. But, Frank, you know, it's funny that you asked me about a guy from Kentucky some years back that went first round in the league. But you remember Dwayne Robertson, like at the turn of the century, that D-tackle from Kentucky? I think he got drafted by the Broncos or somebody like that. But, yeah, that's who Josh reminds me of. Josh Crossland reminds me of Dwayne Robertson who played at Kentucky.
Okay, yeah, because Josh Robertson was about 6'1", 6'2", himself, wasn't he?
Yeah, Dwayne Robertson. Yeah, he was about 6'1", yeah.
Dwayne Robertson, yeah. Okay, all right, we'll go to number 21, Chase Brown. Now, Chase is a linebacker over at Kerrville Tyvee. He's 6'2", 228 pounds. He runs a 4.7, and he's a Tulsa commit.
Oh, yeah. You know, Tulsa, they get down in Central Texas. They got a staff. You know, of course, that staff is basically part of the staff that was at Baylor the previous season. So, or a year ago, they just got there. And they, of course, they know how to get down and recruit in Central Texas. But that's a good pickup for them. But Brown, he's definitely a run stuff. He's definitely a run stuffer that commands attention on the field each play. Very cerebral, takes good angles to the ball, good instincts, has a good nose for the ball, and he loves getting to the ball first. He has basically more functional speed, the guy that plays faster than what the stopwatch indicates. He's that type of prospect. And Frank, the guy that he reminds me of was a guy that played at Oklahoma in the late 90s by the name of Rocky Cal. Rocky Cal.
Huh.
Remember him?
Yeah, I remember Rocky.
Yeah, so Chase Brown, yeah, Frank, He's definitely a really good prospect. Man, we're going to take another commercial break, and we're going to come back and give this last 20 here in a second. So stay tuned, please.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspired Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing, located at 3901 East San Cedar Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointment. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon, and we'll like you back.
All right, that's an Inspired Design Hair Salon located in Killeen, Texas. Make sure you look them up if you're in the area and need to get tidied up, as we say, when getting your hair cut. But anyway, Frank, we're down to number 20, so let's go ahead and keep the show rolling.
Okay, number 20. At 20, we have Tyon Merchant. He's a cornerback over at A&M Consolidated. He's 6'1", 185. And he runs a 4.5.
Frank, true shutdown corner, Frank. True shutdown corner, man. I'm going to call it what it is. This guy harasses guys at the line of scrimmage. You know, he knows how to get physical with you when that ball is snapped. And he can run with receivers, get his head turned around and all that good stuff. But, Frank, one thing that I love about this young man's game is that he takes pride in playing special teams. Oh, man.
Just look at his film, Frank. He has so many block punts. I'm serious, and I'm just wondering how do special teams coordinators prepare for this guy? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he really knows how to get in that backfield, man, and get to that punter to block the punt. And Frank, you know what my college comparison for him is? Mr. Tremaine Mack from Miami. Tremaine Mack was a baller.
Yeah. All right. We'll go into prospect number 19. And at number 19, we have Tamarcus Davis at cornerback. And Tamarcus plays for College Station, and he's 5'11", 165. He runs a 4.5, and he's a TAD.
Yes, sir. That's right. He's a TAD. The reason that is because his high school coaches, before he even started making plays on the varsity, told me that kid was going to be special. Okay, they made that known that he was going to be a special kid. And, yes, College Station High School, crosstown rival of the Consolidated. Frank, this kid has supreme ball skills. I mean, when the ball goes up in the air, if you throw it to his side, man, it feels like it's either getting batted down or picked off. I mean, he had like 8 picks this past year and so many pass breakups. I think he had like 18 pass breakups. Okay, so again, this is the kid you just don't want to challenge, all right? Because he's going to come down with the football or keep you from catching it either way. But, Frank, seeing what he did past season, I almost said I was going to say he reminded me of Phillip Buchanan. But the person that was a ball hawk that I like to compare him to was Delta O'Neal when he played for Cal in the mid to late 90s.
Huh. All right. Huh. We'll go down to 18.
That's right.
Then at 18, we have Xavier Martin. Now, Xavier is an athlete, and he plays for Cibolo Steel. He's 6 feet, 171 pounds. He runs a 4.4, and he's a Texas Tech commit.
Yes, yeah. A lot of people in the circles talk about this guy being an athlete. I think he can still play quarterback at the next level. Okay, this guy, he stepped right in. Now, of course, Cibolo Steel is one of the like 4 or 5 true powerhouses in 6A football in Central Texas. Okay, so excuse me, this guy, he stepped in as a starting quarterback for the first time this past season. And he looked like he's been there all along, Frank. I mean, he is a serious dual threat. I mean, he could beat you with his arm. He could beat you with his legs, as you can tell with the 4.4 speed. And this guy, I mean, he's just it's everything about his persona when he walks out there, man. I mean, you just know he's going to get it done. So, again, Xavier Martin from Cibolo Steel, the guy he reminds me of, Frank, is a guy by the name of Jim Hamilton that played at Georgia Tech in the late 90s.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. I remember Joe Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
17. At 17, we have Ondario Robinson. He's a defensive end over at Hutto. He's 6'5", 240 pounds, and runs a 4.78.
Yeah. Frank, this kid, he's big on the camp circuit. Okay, I mean, like, his name is well known on the camp circuit. I mean, he looks the part. As you can say, again, being 6'5", 240 pounds, and runs a 4.78, okay? This guy has a lot of potential to go along with that prototypical size, has a huge, long wingspan, Frank, can bat balls down, and does a pretty good job on getting around on the edge at times. So Ondario Robinson, he's a guy, of course, with, you know, several Division I offers. I mean, practically almost every guy on this list has Division I offers, but this guy, again, he's going to continue to get more offers. And the person I like to compare him to is Grant Irons from Notre Dame that played there in the late 90s to the early 2000s, Grant Irons.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll go to number 16. Number 16, we have Rashad Paul. Now, he's an athlete, and he's over at Bremen, and he is 5'11". He weighs 170 pounds, and he runs a 4.55.
Yes, Rashad Paul, athlete at Bremen High School, lines up at quarterback, pretty much as a starting quarterback on the team. But one thing I love about those small towns, Frank, is that a lot of kids, they play on both sides of the ball, so you get to
opportunity to see where a kid, you know, can play. Now, he can play quarterback at the next level, just depending on what school, what system he plays at. But he can also line up at receiver or maybe cornerback because he does play defense as well. But this guy has led his team to 2 consecutive state titles as basically a do-it-all performer on the field. And he's already looking for his 3rd state championship the next year. Okay, throws some pretty good passes. Is pretty explosive when taking off and running, and can of course come up and make plays on defense. So again, look for him to be a guy that's going to probably win state, a quarterback that will win state, help his team win state for the 3rd consecutive year. And hey, and it's just going to be interesting to see which college that he chooses to go to.
Wow.
So the person I compare him to, Frank, is Pat White, that played at West Virginia, you know, from 05 to 08.
All right. Yeah, I remember Pat White.
Oh, yeah, yeah, real, real good athlete. All right, well, we're going to take another commercial break, and we got the last 15 coming for you all, so please stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right. We're back, Frank. Man, whew, we're down to the last 15. That first half, boy, those were some exciting players. So now we're down to the last half of our prospects. So let's go ahead and keep it moving.
All right, nice. At 15, we have Travell Lumpkin. Travell is a running back. He's at Cibolo Steel. He's 5'11", weighs 190, and he runs a 4.5.
All right, Travell Lumpkin from Cibolo Steel. Yes, sir, this guy, this young man possesses a tough running style. Man, he's a hard runner, okay, the way he carries the football, and he has deceptive speed on the field. This guy has fallen right in line with the tradition-rich Cibolo Steel, a school that's tradition-rich with running backs. Okay, you had Malcolm Brown, you had Justin Stockton, and Travell Lumpkin falling right in behind both of those guys, and he's going to, of course, continue to be a highly touted prospect, real good at running between the tackles, can catch the ball out the backfield if need be. And my college comparison for him, Frank, you know, Wisconsin is used to having those hard runners as well, traditionally. So I remember a guy by the name of Anthony Davis. He came right after Michael Bennett. But Anthony Davis, he's the guy I like to compare Travell to.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll go to 14. 14 is Brendan James. Now, he's an offensive tackle over at Austin Lake Travis. And Brendan is 6'6". He weighs 265, and he runs a 5.17 in the 40.
Oh, yeah, Frank. Brendan, this guy, man, ever since I found out about him, I've been definitely intrigued with his style of play on the field. Of course, he does an outstanding job of protecting the blind side and getting his fair share of pancakes. He has good balance, Frank. He can take up space, and he has the body mass to add on another 40 if that's how. Ooh. That's how well built this young man is for that position. Okay, he stays off the ground, man, and has a pretty good football IQ, and he can bend his knees, something that's very important at that offensive tackle, offensive line position. So, yes, Brendan, I'm definitely impressed with him, and the person that I would like to compare him to from the old days of when we were coming up and watching college football is Matt Stinchcomb, who played at Georgia in the mid to late 90s.
Yes. Great. Man, we'll go to number 13. Number 13 is Ty Brock, another quarterback. And Ty is at College Station, Now Ty is 6'3", he weighs 180, and he runs a 4.55 in the 40, and he's a TAD.
Yes, sir. And again, like I said, I remind you, his high school coaches, they hip me to who this young man was before he even got on the varsity. They just said, T.A., this guy, he's going to be a big-timer. Now, Frank, the funny thing about Ty's situation is Ty's the only kid on this list who's probably has yet to ever start a varsity game. You know what I'm saying? His sophomore year, whenever they would get him on the field, he possessed all those tools, man, that you look for in the quarterback. He was just playing behind a senior. Unfortunately, he got hurt in that scrimmage, you know, basically the Boobie Miles theory. He played in a scrimmage, a preseason scrimmage,
and got injured
and missed the whole season. But, Frank, man, this kid is big business. I mean, he could have easily have been the number one quarterback had he played this past year. I mean, this kid can run. I mean, he can run. He has a strong arm, Frank. He can throw that deep out with assurance and accuracy. He's able to read defenses. Of course, he has the intangibles. He's a good decision maker. He can throw into those tight windows. Frank, this kid possesses all those tools, man, all those tools. And now when I make these comparisons, you know, of course, you know, Bo Jackson, that's my, you know, favorite college football player of all time, of course. So I'm pretty hesitant on calling the kids Bo Jackson, Vinny Testaverde, you know, some of my favorite players that were some of the best to ever do it. But this kid, Frank, some people may think I'm stepping out on the line, but hey, this is my list. You know what I'm saying? But I think this kid has John Elway written on his future, Frank. I mean, once he gets back on that field and show everybody else what he can do, I think this kid, what John Elway did at Stanford, I think this kid can do that, man. Seriously.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's the only reason he's not ranked higher is because he missed this, you know, this past season.
Ooh-wee. Man. Wow. Okay, so from there, we'll go to prospect number 12. And prospect number 12 is Derek Kerstetter. Now, Derek is an offensive tackle. He's over at San Antonio Reagan. He's 6'5", 280 pounds, and in the 40, he runs a 5'3".
Yes. Coach Wetzel, he's doing an outstanding job over there at Reagan. I know Coach Wetzel pretty well, and he's a coach that's always adamant about sending me his list of his top players. Well, Derek has definitely come along this past season, had a real strong junior year. Of course, something that's very important in recruiting, having that strong junior year, college coaches on your radar. But, of course, this guy displays good balance. He's a guy that can also possibly play guard at the next level, too. So he's a hybrid between the tackle and the guard, but he uses his hands well. He knows how to dominate defenders, has good upper body strength, and he displays good feet, knows how to slide his feet, shuffle them, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy, he definitely knows how to play down there in the trenches. But as far as Derek goes, as far as his college comparison, he reminds me of a guy that played at Michigan by the name of Steve Hutchison.
All right. We'll go to number 11. And at number 11, we have Tyler Castaneda. He's a guard on the offensive line. He's over at Round Rock. And Tyler is 6'4". He weighs 295. And in the 40, he runs a 5.26. And he's a Texas Tech commit.
Yes, Tyler Castaneda, Texas Tech commit. His older brother is at Texas Tech as well. I think he graduated about a year or two ago from Round Rock, so he'll be joining his older sibling there. Tyler, he's one of those guys that can also play tackle or guard, but I like him to play guard at the next level. Okay, this guy, he has the ability to showcase his speed and vision when pulling. I mean, this guy, he has great, outstanding upper body strength, Frank. Stays off the ground. He's able to pull and trap when need be, and he's able to adjust, you know, to those speed moves of defensive linemen, you know, when pass blocking. So this guy, man, he's really going to do some things his senior year and at the next level. So I always like to see, you know, these guys that I'm rating pretty high to do well at the next level as well, too, just to further prove how good they were in high school all along. So the comparison I make for him is Jason Odom from University of Florida.
Nice. Okay, that played in the early to mid 90s. Tyler Costin, yeah, Texas Tech commit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, Frank, we got the last 10 coming up, so we're gonna go ahead and take another commercial break, and we're gonna come back and give these folks what they want to hear. So hold on.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, just a reminder to all our listeners out there, immediately after this broadcast, I will be publishing on our blog page, which is syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, this entire list along with my take on the prospects evaluation-wise, also their highlight film so you can actually see what I see on film, and then also the entire broadcasting or the link, the online link to this radio show broadcast. So, again, I will make that available via social media, Facebook, or Twitter. Just make sure you follow us, and you'll be able to see the blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. All right, Frank, we got these last 10 that's coming up, so let's roll with it.
All right, man. At number 10, we have Marquez Bimage. He's an outside linebacker. He's over at Brenham, and he's 6'3", weighs 227 pounds, and runs a 4.79 in the 40.
Yes, Marquez Bimage. Marquez actually lines up into men, and I'll tell you the player that would, of course, would make you remember a guy that could play both DN and outside backer, but Marquez lines up a defensive end, has to play with his hand in the dirt, but sometimes they'll stand him up and let him actually, you know, cover some of the running backs and slot guys, et cetera, et cetera. But this guy, he's also a guy who's kind of been overlooked, but his size, man, his long arms and all those things that he possesses that make people know who he is, he's starting to pick up offers, and he's getting more and more attention as time passes. So, again, remember, like I told you, I look at a person's potential to what they can do at the next level. This guy has a tremendous high ceiling, so he'll continue to get better. And, again, remember, he's lined up at defensive end, so once he plays outside back on the regular, we're really going to see what a big-timer this kid is at the next level and throughout his senior season as well. So the person, Frank, that he reminds me of, of course, I always love the type of system that Tennessee runs, but you remember Leonard Little?
Leonard Little, war number one.
Yeah, war number one. Yeah.
Yeah,
he could play both. He could play with his hand in the dirt as a DN, or he could stand up and play outside backer, or he can even go in and play inside backer. But yes, that's the person he reminds me of.
Oh, all right. Now we'll have number nine. Number nine is Javelin Guidry. Now Javelin is a cornerback at Cedar Park. He's 5'10", 176 pounds, and in the 40, he runs a 4.28.
Yes, sir, a 4.28, Frank. And, man, I'm telling you, this kid, he's probably the fastest kid in Central Texas as far as his 40 time. Okay, this is a guy who trains with Coach Face, Larry Weathers, that is a big-time DB coach down here in the Central Texas area that's pretty good at helping these kids mold their skills at the cornerback or safety position. But Javelin, he's a kid, man. He has super glue cover skills. I mean, this guy is on receivers like white is on rice. Okay, that's how good this kid is. I mean, you're not going to out-jump him, I mean, because he has surprising leaping skills. Okay, he can get physical with just the line of scrimmage. He can return punts and kickoffs. He can also get on the offensive line up as running back and carry the field and beat you for a home run. And this guy, he would do nothing but get better, Frank. His dad, Javelin Guidry, also played football in college at UCLA. Excuse me, I think Javelin, he's picking up a lot of attention from those Pac-12 schools as well. So Javelin Guidry, he's a guy that's a state finalist in the 100-meter dash. Frank, I'm sorry, man. I'm talking about this speed. For those of y'all out there, I am a sucker for ballers that are fast. Okay, I'm a sucker for ballers that are fast. So if you're a baller that's a true baller that's got good, believe me, I'm gonna be a big fan of yours. so again, Javelin Guidry, the person I like to compare him to, Frank, is a gentleman by the name of Alex Mosen that played at Oregon in the early to mid 90s. Mm-hmm. Alex Mosen.
Wow. All right. Now at number 8, we have Matthew Hunn. He's an offensive tackle at San Antonio J. Matthew is 6'7". He weighs 270 pounds and runs a 5.06 in the 40.
Okay. Yes. Matthew, man, can test out of the waters. He's a guy that's actually kind of come on late, but the fact that you had Moses Reynolds there, who just signed with Texas A&M, this young man, he's definitely, I'm thinking Moses' older brother, Josh Reynolds, but Matthew, this guy helped to open up a lot of those holes, and Frank, he really is just starting to come on now in the recruiting game. I mean, he's picking up, like, a lot of offers. I mean, but this kid, man, he has a high ceiling as well, too. I mean, of course, you know, the prototype size, you know, displays, you know, pretty good balance. Can be a bully at times, you know, can take on the edge on the speed rushes man-to-man, and he also can use those or display those dancing feet when need be. But this guy, man, he's definitely continuing to grow as a prospect, Frank, and I'm just excited to see what, you know, he's going to be doing from here on out. I mean, this guy has, like, been picking up offers, like, it seemed like within this last week has picked up, I mean, like, 4 or 5 offers. You know, I mean, that's how much this kid is growing, man. And I just really am very happy to see that, you know, he's doing well. But if I had to compare him to someone, I think it probably would be on the lines of a guy by the name of Robert Gallery that played at Iowa. Okay? It's all 6'8" offensive tackle, yeah. So I would probably have to say Robert Gallery.
Okay. All right. We'll go to number 7. Number 7 is Frank Harris. Frank is an athlete. He's also at Schertz Clemens, and he's 6'1", 180 pounds, and he runs a 4.5 in the 40.
Frank, oh, man, this guy, whew. He may not be rated number 1 on this list, but Frank, he is certainly the most exciting player in Central Texas, the most exciting prospect. I mean, this guy, you know, I hate to take away from his teammates, but it almost seems like he's a one-man show. I mean, he can take off running at any time he throws the ball. And Frank Harris wanted me to make it known that he is a quarterback. But like I told him, I said, Frank, hey, I have no doubt that you play quarterback at the next level. But, man, you have amazing athleticism, okay? This guy, again, he can make those 60 and 80-yard runs, no problem. I mean, he does this against big-time players or teams that really are good. Trust me, if this guy is not playing starting quarterback for Clemens, they're not in the playoffs this past year, okay?
Whoa.
I mean, that's how much this guy means to the team, man. I mean, it's you almost can't put it in words as to what this guy can do, but he can make those throws, man. He can throw that deep out. He can throw the deep ball as well downfield, and he's patient in the pocket. He don't just take off running as his first element of the passing game. I mean, this guy, he does everything that you want in a true dual-threat quarterback. But, again, like I said, I have him listed as an athlete because, I mean, even if need be, I think he could play other positions if he had to. But he's a quarterback, and I think he's going to play quarterback at the next level. But, Frank, the person that he reminds me of, just seeing his style of play, he reminds me of what Cordell Stewart did at Colorado, Cordell Stewart.
Oh, All right. Man, we'll go now to number six. Number six is Devin Morris. Devin is a cornerback over at Caldwell. He's 6'1". He weighs 173 pounds. He runs a 4.43 in the 40. And he's a Texas A&M commit. And he's a TAD.
Yes, Frank, he is a TAD. And the reason I'm so proud of this of this young man and proud to call him a TAD is because last year when I did my Must Be Seen 16, I had 15 prospects that really stood out to me, and I needed one more. And the day before I came up with the list, I just happened to be surfing online, trying to find somebody for number 16. And I found this kid. I said, whoa. So I reached out to one of my old teammates that's actually from Caldwell, one of my old college teammates, and I asked him about the kid. He said, man, T.A., good kid, come from a good family, the kid can play. I said, yeah, I like the way he plays. So when I actually talked to the kid, I said, hey, man, you know, I like you as a cornerback, although he plays receiver. Again, one of the small school kids that can play both ways. And he was like, really? So I said, yeah. I said, man, you have some pretty good cover skills. So I went on ahead and made him, the number 16, number 15 prospect, whatever it was, on my Must Be Seen 16 list. Well, I got criticized for ranking this kid, and it's so funny that now he's a Texas A&M commit, and he's getting more offers than from what schools on the show. So, again, apparently I knew something. So this kid, man, like this newfound turn I came up with, Frank, this kid didn't give up a single pass the whole season. I mean, he didn't give up a single reception. And what I like to call that basically is he gives every receiver that he lines up against, he gives them a 48-minute jail sentence. Okay? That's what he does, because the game of football in high school is 48 minutes. So this kid gives every receiver a 48-minute jail sentence. So I like the fact he has, you know, must athleticism, and the person that I would like to compare him to is Champ Bailey. When Champ was at Georgia in the mid to late 90s with his level of versatility on both sides of the football.
All right.
Yes, sir. Well, Frank, man, we got the last five coming in, so let's go ahead and break for another commercial, and we'll come back and give everybody the spiel.
All right.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stanley Loop, call 254-680-CUT for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, we're back for this last five. Woo! All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it moving.
All right, at number five, we have Sam Ehlinger, another quarterback, and he's at Austin Westlake. He's 6'1". He weighs 207 pounds, and he runs a 4.6 in the 40, and he's a Texas commit.
Yes, Sam Ehlinger, our top-rated quarterback in Central Texas, our top-rated quarterback prospect. Sam had an outstanding season this past year, helped to lead his team to the state championship game, and this guy is just a complete gamer on the field, Frank, with making those necessary runs and also being able to get the ball in his playmaker's hands, being able to make all those throws. A guy with a high football IQ, and as you said, he's a Texas commit. It was kind of cool because on College Football Live, they showed him, I guess, committing to giving his verbal commitment to Texas via social media, and I guess he showed a picture when he was like 2 or 3 years old and throwing up the Longhorn sign because I think his parents are Longhorn alumni. So that was a pretty cool thing. But Frank, as far as Sam Ehlinger goes, hey man, this kid can do nothing but get better. And of course, unfortunately, they didn't come out on the victorious end of the state championship, but they'll be back this year to reclaim, I guess, what they, you know, came up short on. And definitely this young man, you can definitely be assured that he's going to be at the helm making big plays. But as far as the comparison, Well, he reminds me of another Texas guy named Colt McCoy, okay? So his game similarly reminds me of what Colt McCoy did at Texas as being like an OT
game.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. All right, number four, we have Kendrick James. Now, Kendrick is a tight end, and he's at Waco La Vega. Kendrick is 6'6". He weighs 250 pounds. He runs a 4.69 in the 40. He's a Baylor commit, and he's a TAD.
Yes, Kendrick James. Kendrick James, tight end. And the reason he's a TAD, Frank, because before Kendrick was even popular on the recruiting charts, one of his teammates said, hey, T.A., man, I have a teammate, man, that's a tight end that's only a sophomore that you really need to look at. And so I got a chance to see the young man. They didn't really throw the ball, but he only caught like two or three passes. But it was just enough for me to say, okay, yeah, this guy, he's going to be special. All they got to do is just get the ball in his hands more or whatever. But Kendrick is a guy that, of course, still sharpening his route running skills. Man has the massive prototypical body for the tight end. I mean, he's already built like an NFL tight end. And this guy was a part of the state champions at La Vega this past year, one of the Central Texas teams. And I failed to mention that Javelin Guidry, he was part of the state champions at Cedar Park this past season. But anyway, Kendrick James was on the state championship team. And the guy that I like to compare him to is Jeremy Stephens. Jeremy Stephens from the Washington Huskies, who also played for the Seattle Seahawks. So that's who I would compare Kendrick James to.
All right, all right. Now we're at number three. And at number three, we have Levi Jones. Levi is an outside linebacker. He's at Austin Westlake. He's 6'3", 215 pounds, and runs a 4.6 in the 40.
Yes. Levi Jones. Oh, man. Our scouts cover the Austin area. Greg Harris and also Milton Dunn, man, they told me, they said, T.A., man, this kid is nice. I mean, he's all over the field, Frank. He can make plays on the ball, in the passing game, in the running game, has long arms, takes plays down from the other side of the field. I mean, he's that guy, okay?
Hmm.
This guy also comes from a family of Division I football players. His two older brothers, one is getting ready for the NFL draft, Caleb Jones, and he has another brother, Isaiah Jones, that plays receiver at East Carolina. His father, Robert Jones, if you remember, played linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys and also East Carolina.
Oh.
East Carolina in
okay.
college, whatever. And his uncle is Jeff Blake. So this guy, he comes from a football family. But trust me, Levi's not – he's not merely – just genetics. This guy, he's his own football player. And honestly, with all due respect to Mr. Robert Jones, I think Levi's going to probably turn out to be a better linebacker. I'm sure Mr. Jones will have a problem with me saying that. But anyway, Levi, man, he's amazing to watch, man. He's amazing to watch on the field. And the comparison I like to make with him, he reminds me of a guy that played for Florida State back in the late 90s named Tommy Polly.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's neat. All right, we'll go to a prospect with the second-ranked prospect in this Shirty 30, J.K. Dobbins. He's a running back from LaGrange, Natanz LaGrange, and he's 5'9", 194 pounds, and runs a 4.33 in the 40.
Yes, sir. State finalist in the 100-meter dash, I think, since his freshman year. This guy, man, Frank, he's amazing on the field. Again, I love watching those small-town schools play because, again, you find out what all skills the young man possesses. This guy can run the football, Frank. He can line up at safety and come up and give it. He can play corner. Woo! He can line up at quarterback in the Wildcat, can probably even throw the ball well. But this guy has great vision, Frank. He has deceptive strength. I mean, he can break tackles. He can make you look like a fool in space when you're trying to tackle him in space, man, especially if it's one-on-one in the open field. You might as well just go and fall down, man. I mean, because he's going to make you fall down just by juking. if he doesn't run over you. He can catch the ball well out the backfield, too. I mean, this guy, whew, amazing, Frank. Amazing. May not be a good enough word to, you know, compare him to. But anyway, the person he reminds me of is Hall of Fame running back Marshall Faulk, that played at San Diego State in the early 90s, Frank. That's who he reminds me of, Marshall
Faulk. All right.
Cool. Yes, sir. So remember that name, J.K. Dobbins, if you don't already know it, okay? So, Frank, I'm going to go ahead and give a drum roll, man, for this last one, just so you know, keep everybody on the edge on who's number one. So let me get this drum roll.
All right. Number one on the Surety 30, we have Taquan Graham. He's a defensive end at Temple. He's 6'4", 230 pounds. He runs a 4.7 in the 40, and he's a TAD.
Yes, sir. A TAD. Taquan Graham, this young man, Frank, he's as good as anybody at his position in the country, as anybody as far as the best defensive ends. I mean, I don't know where he ranks or whatever. I mean, as far as nationally or even the state of Texas. But I know in Central Texas, hey, he's the number one defensive end prospect. And, of course, as we see, the number one overall prospect. This guy has long arms, can get around the edge. I mean, offensive game plans have to account for this guy, man. I mean, they have to. It's just not common sense to try and run to this guy's side or try and drop back for a pass, not realizing that he's going to be coming after you. Okay, he can jump up and deflect passes. Man, he can run you down, chase the ball downfield if need be. The guy can possibly even play some outside back if need be. But he belongs with his hand in the dirt, you know what I'm saying, playing defensive end. I mean, possessing the prototype size, has good speed, man, good on-the-field speed as well. I mean, never gets pancaked, you know, never gets pancaked, Frank. He has a pretty good first step, okay, a nose for the ball, man, and endless pursuit of the ball. He doesn't stop until the whistle blows, okay? A good speed rush, a good swim move, and he's an aggressive tackler and hitter, knows how to shed blocks, man. A true sideline-to-sideline guy with great lateral movement, Frank. This kid is that guy, okay? He is that guy, and Frank, he still has a high ceiling, man. I mean, it's very scary to see how this young man can improve, okay? So, Taquan Graham, the number one prospect in our spring edition of the 2017 Syntex Show 230.
Nice.
And, Frank, the guy that I like to compare him to, especially with the way he gets off the ball and uses his arms, those long arms, you remember when Javon Kurtz played at Florida?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Frank.
Yes.
Oh, man. just watch the porn film, man, and you'll see that Javon Kurtz as well.
Oh, wow.
All right. We're going to take one last commercial break, then we're going to come back and wrap up the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Dave Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
Well, Frank, man, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show and joining us again tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think so. The list of quarterbacks that are on this list, you know, that's interesting how there's a hot position every year that seems to rise forth, you know, like every year. And also for these top 30 in the Surety 30, first of all, congratulations. But always remember that there's probably another 30-plus that are aiming to be where you're at. So don't get relaxed and just keep on grinding to do the things that got you to where you're at. And let's see if you're not number one, to try to see if you can work your way up higher from where you're at now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great words of wisdom. And, again, like I always say, Frank, yeah, you kind of tipped on what I was going to say. Of course, there are going to be prospects out there with chips on their shoulders. Even the ones that's in the top 30 that probably didn't like where they're ranked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
You know, they're gonna want to get better. So of course, hey, that's what you need to do. Spend more time in the books. Spend more time in the
yes.
weight room. Spend more time out there conditioning. Always working. Being a good team player. And trust me, when you stay away from foolishness, man, you can do nothing but continue to grow as a student athlete, as an individual. So always remember those things. Always remember those things. Now, next week, we have our must-be-seen 16 for the 2018 prospects, the top 16 2018 prospects here in Central Texas. But, of course, Bob Shirley 30, hey, man, guys, continue to work hard. It's always a pleasure evaluating you guys, and believe me, I'm always happy to see you guys having these college coaches come out and see you in the spring, and also that big day, the first Wednesday of February, seeing you guys sign your national letters of intent or your scholarships as to where you're going to be receiving your education the next 4 years. Well, Frank, again, thanks again for coming on the show. Definitely appreciate you. Hope to have you back. And
thanks.
And definitely we'll continue to put these student-athletes' names out there.
That's great.
All right. Again, this is T.A. with Frank Cox signing off on yet another radio show, our 2017 Shirty 30. You all be safe out there. God bless. And always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area.